America is getting older. Every day, baby boomers are turning 50 by the tens of thousands. And this has led to an epidemic of jokes about senior moments, Viagra and Botox. But researchers are finding that negative stereotypes about aging shorten your life. NPR's Richard Knox has this report.
Grandpa Simpson on television is your quintessential codger.
Why are you people avoiding me? Does my withered face remind you of the grim specter of death?
In one episode, Grandpa complains about all the commercials featuring sexy, fun-loving old folks. Clearly, there is a Madison Avenue push to emphasize the positive face of aging these days. But Becca Levy, who's a psychologist at Yale, says negative stereotypes are still everywhere.
We just walk into a drugstore and look in their birthday card section. I'm always amazed at the kinds of images of aging that are still there.
In fact, ageist birthday cards are one reason Levy decided to study negative stereotypes of aging. She pulls one card from her collection.
It has some cheerleaders, and they're cheering out the word aging. They're spelling out A-G-I-N-G. And then on the inside, it reads, sagging flesh and cataracts, liver spots and more, cellulite and senility. There's so much more in store. So go out and have your fun and do what you can do now, because in a few more birthdays, you won't remember how.
Harmless fun? Not entirely, Levy says. She and her colleagues have just published a study that shows, apparently for the first time, that the negative baggage about aging many people carry around has serious consequences. The study appears in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. Levy and company looked at people over 50 in the small town of Oxford, Ohio. People who had a rosier view of growing old lived on the order of 7.5 years longer than those with gloomy outlooks.
The positive message of the study is that there were a good number of people who were able to hold on to positive attitudes of aging despite being exposed to the negative age stereotypes repetitively throughout their lives, and those people had an advantage.
The advantage was even greater than from factors like low cholesterol, low weight, not smoking, and regular exercise. But how do positive attitudes translate into longer life? One clue is that longer-lived people were more likely to describe their lives as full, hopeful, and useful, instead of empty, hopeless, and worthless. In other words, they have a will to live.
Will to live seems like it's part of the mechanism. It does seem to be involved in explaining how their attitudes towards aging may explain survival, but it didn't completely explain it.
The will to live accounts for something like 20% of the advantage, Levy calculates. Earlier studies suggest that negative attitudes about aging increase stress on the heart and blood vessels, and maybe the immune system. Negative stereotypes are a hot research topic these days, not just with aging. Other scientists have found that African Americans who harbor beliefs about themselves based on negative racial stereotypes have higher stress levels and lower performance in test situations. Tom Hess of North Carolina State University says Levy's study is provocative.
It really does demonstrate that there's a relationship between psychological aspects of the individual and health outcomes. The attitudes that one holds about one's own aging seems to have an important impact on health outcomes.
It may be, Hess thinks, that if you think your health is going to decline no matter what, you drop out of activities that keep you healthy and engaged with life. In any case, researchers say we start acquiring images of old people in nursery rhymes and build up stereotypes over a lifetime. So where does that leave people like Grandpa Simpson?
Dad, I love you, but you're a weird, sore-headed old crank and nobody likes you.
God darn it! I guess I am an old crank, but what am I going to do about it?
It may never be too late. Levy says it takes work, but people can overcome the negatives. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.